this is Bitty McLean, alongside the man Steve James. Thing called Real Rock. No need to search no more. I found what I'm looking for. This is the real rock, I tell ya. In you I have no doubts. 10 to 2 when you're about. This is the real rock, I tell ya. BestFM.com. You can hear it all over. You can hear it all over. You can hear it all over. You can hear it all over, over. You're in tune to Steve James on BestFM.com. 10 till 2, Friday nights, playing original selection without objection. Thing called Real Rock.
Yeah, this is Barry Simon, yeah? And I listen to Steve James on Best FM, where music is live, pure life.
Hear that? In the shade. Real hot in the shade, 96 degrees in the shade, real hot, oh yes, in the shade.
Bless. This is Bonner Rocks. I may tell you, Steve James are the man. Best FM. FS. FM.
James Bond.
Yes, as we promised you, Mr. Catcore in studio, along with the brata, enough brata, Mr. Richie Daly, and the whole crew, formed in 1973. Third World has over 20 odd albums to their credit, 5 live albums, several compilations, nominated for the Grammy 10 times for Best Reggae Album. Yeah man, what an accomplishment. In the background, this is James Bond, Mr. Catcore on cello. They say nothing happens before the time. And the last time we were supposed to link up with Cat was a couple of months ago in February, after the passing of Bonnie Ruggs. And you know, he was a little bit under the weather, but he's right here live and direct, Mr. Richie Daly. Gentlemen, welcome to Best FM.
Thank you. My name is Richard Daly.
Yes.
Bless, Steve. Bless.
It's a Bond thing. Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, man. Boy, you know that every Friday night on Real Rock, we always, either we do an interview or we do a feature presentation. And one night we did movie, you know, reggae themes. And we had this one, you know, James Bond. We had Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
We had Pink Panther.
Wicked.
We had one by several songs, you know? It was a nice little vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. How you been, man?
From Russia with Love, Scatterlights.
All of that. Oh, yeah, man. All of those we had, you know?
No, we're good. We're good.
Man. Hawaii Five-O, Mafia and Fluxy.
Yeah,
man. Some nice vibes. And, you know, Sly and Robbie had a couple of them, that whole album.
Mission Impossible.
Yes, yeah, man. It was good. So what you been up to, Kat and Richie?
Hey, we've been touring, we've been recording, we've been producing other people, we've been in keeping ourselves busy.
As always.
As much as we can.
Right.
For real.
Where have you been for the last couple of weeks? Because I know, well, every time I say Facebook or I link Norris, only another some far place.
I know, as you say Norris, you know, his father passed away about 10 days ago, and we're going to bury him tomorrow, so...
Okay.
Condolence go to the family.
Yes.
At this time, you know.
The Webb family.
The Webb family, indeed. Mm-hmm. You know. Right. But other than that, last week we had a great show in New York. We was at the Apollo.
Okay.
With the Wailers, Maxi Priest, Kimani Mali, Lauryn Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, it says a truckload of talent.
Wow. Full.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Twice, two shows.
Man, I heard Stevie Wonder was in Madison Square Gardens around 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he only did one album, Songs in the Key of Life. It was an awesome show.
Hello, please.
Definitely no more than that.
You know, if you really listen to that album, that's like 12 albums in one.
I'm telling you, man.
You're top by
that. Yeah.
You know, every time I see Stevie on stage, boy, I tell people, you know, I have like around 3 bands on stage, you know, in terms of equipment and so on.
Hmm? Incredible.
Mm. Yeah, but Kat, a couple of years ago, you did a fine album, you know, that was released in France, Taboo,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And boy, I love that album. Have you done any solo album since?
No, I really haven't done any solo album since then. I did the Uptown Rebel thing. But what I did was I did a combination thing with Donahue Jarrett.
Bless you, my brother, Donahue.
Yeah, called Jarcat.
Yes,
I have
a copy of that.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the only other solo project that I really did. Since I did that that solo album, Uptown Rebel. But Uptown Rebel to me really is one of, you know, right. I don't want to blow my own horn, but I rate it myself still. And I had some great people who helped me with it still, you know.
Okay.
People like Chevelle Franklin, you know, Killer's Eye.
Right.
Yeah. And
Richard Daly.
Yeah, Richard Daly too. You know, but them, we expect that. Yeah, a joke thing with that. Yeah.
Plug a thing, you know.
Yeah. Keep on plugging, Johnny. Yeah, but you know, and Ibu Cooper did put in a little thing too, and you know, to be quite honest with you, it's one of these things that it was one of these projects that I felt that why I really got so much support from people who I have either worked with through the years, like Richard Daly, or people who I admired through the years.
Like Richard Daly.
You like Richard Daly, yeah. Who came on board and really helped me to to really achieve that project, you know?
Okay.
Chip on them shoulder is really my tune still.
Okay.
Yeah, chip on them shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Much touch on that one a little later, you know?
Yeah.
But over the years, Turtles has been so resilient, you know? I mean, you have had a few members pass through, but you've maintained the core group, you know? What has made you guys just keep on going and going and going? And I mean, I can't even call you fine wine because you're even better than fine wine.
Well, I think that really what that's all about is that in the era when we started Third World, it was a time when people saw music as a future, saw it as a way of life, and saw it as something that you could you sink your whole life into. I mean, Bob Marley and the Wailers were, you know, a big influence on us, and it was very clear that from the very start that Bob Marley was a man with a plan, and that his thing was all about his music and so on. And, you know, Richie may have a couple of years on me, but still we come from the same era, and we come from an era where just to pass by a place and see musical equipment and see man play guitar and thing was something where freak you out. So for us to really be able to achieve that and to really get into music and to be, you know, and have, I would say, fairly early success, because I mean our first album, just called Third World, mm-hmm. with Satomasagan and Brand New Beck on those tunes on it. I mean, for us right now, I can't say it was an over the top million selling album or whatever, but you know what the press said about it and what they, you know, what they, the spin-offs of it at the end of the day are, you know? I mean, Chris Blackwell has it as one of his top 50 island albums of all time.
Right.
You know? And based on that, and based on the fact that that was what launched us, that set us up, really. Mm. And we went out to the West Coast, we went out to San Francisco, spent some time out there promoting that record.
Right.
You know? And just looking back at that as being the starting point and to where we are right here today with you sitting here talking now, you know, it's been a hell of a journey. And, you know, yes, we have had some members of the band go different ways, and we have kept the band's name together. We have kept the brand going. Mm-hmm. And based on that right now, you know, our lives have been totally committed to, you know, Third World. Right. So, you know, and at the end of the day, boy, it's really great to know that you can put out music and you can, you know, let people hear music and enjoy music and love music and so on. And it's a gift.
Right.
It's a gift from the Father. And I like to think that myself and Richie and Ruggs and Ibu and Willie and Carrot and, you
really?
Know, and Willie and Rupshan, who is sitting right here with us right now.
Right.
And people like Norris Webb and Maurice Gregory and you know, Gershie, you know, my boy Mikey Wallace, who unfortunately was killed.
Mm-hmm.
But they've all put their little part into the whole Third World history. And
right.
Yeah, so we really give thanks for that, and we're very happy to be here, you know? We're very happy to be here.
Boy, the Grammy started in 84, but I can guarantee you if, the reggae category.
Yeah.
And if it had started before, that album would definitely, you know, be on it or, you know, nominated. Your album, correct me if I'm wrong.
You mean the Uptown Rebel thing?
No, man. The first.
The first one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. But 96 Degrees in the Shade too is no little slouchy.
No.
Yeah, cause that one is the one that really...
No, your album is slouch.
Yeah, but I have to tell you the honest truth. 96 Degrees really, as a song, has really defined us for many, many years. Because, I mean, Now That We Found Love, obviously, is a hit song, you know?
Right.
And Tried Your Love.
Mm-hmm.
But those two songs were an expression of Third World that we could do because we could play R&B as well as reggae.
Right.
You know, so that little mixture, really made those two songs just cross over and become huge.
Right.
But 96 Degrees in the Shade is a song with a concept about Paul Bogle. It's not something that's easy for a DJ, say, in the 80s to play on a radio station, black or white radio in America.
Right.
Would have been difficult to play that song.
Right.
But at the same time, right now, from we go anywhere, if we don't play that song, it's trouble.
Okay.
I from we said 96 Degrees in the Shade, you know, everybody get...
Okay.
Yeah, so... And as I say, you know, it's a journey, and we give thanks for all of the love and all of the blessings, okay. And you know.
We're going to have to touch it again because, boy, I love the drum roll, I love the bass line, I love everything about it, so we're going to touch it again.
All right, no problem.
Ari Heights, Ari Feeling.
This is Catcore from Third World, and you're listening to Steve James on The Real Rock on Best FM.
In the shade, 96 degrees in the shade, real hot, oh yes, in the shade.
Zero song, man. Richie, apart from Stevie Wonder, Tried Your Love, and Know That We Found Love, is there any other singer or musician outside of the group that has written a song for Third World? Outside of the group.
Outside of the group, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we have covered songs written by other people. It's a late night question you put for me.
Your people like Richard Bell, Bello.
Starry
Clown, Clown in a Circus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay. And Butterflies and Rain.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you have some people who write some songs for still. Even Patrick Garden write a tune for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Big up Pato.
Okay.
Yeah, Benji.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Benji Myers.
Yes. Yeah, but it was Richie and Benji wrote the song still. That's one called
Conversation.
Just a Little Conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nice song.
We got Benji too.
Yeah, he passed through last night, you know.
Yeah?
What? Yeah, man. Not on my
great
program.
Great boy that is, man. I'm going to tell him. Incredible.
Talented, so I tell him crazy.
No, man. Yeah.
Okay. As James said that third one, okay?
I said that.
Yeah, man, I'm a Benji.
Benji, one of the most talented musician, me, you know.
I just fax it out in the band the same day as me, you know, yeah. April 6th. Yeah.
Is that that party? That party is them talent.
It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy
in musically crazy.
Yeah, because yeah. we sanction the talent.
How is that? We love him to the full, man.
Yeah,
Benjamin.
Yeah, you know, but over the years, some incredible musicians come out of Montego Bay over the years from time, you know.
Yes.
Don't forget them props.
Yeah.
You know?
One is sitting right beside me, Tony Ruption, our drummer.
Big Ruption.
I've played drum for Third World for 15 years now, you know.
17, my brethren.
Yes.
All right, so I'm conservative. A conservative estimate. I got to 17 now.
Well,
yeah, I'm plenty of people that know that people are listening to me say,
you're a new drummer.
How's Willie?
You're a new drummer.
How's which Willie that you're talking about? It's not my Willie you're talking about.
Well, I am from Montego Bay originally too.
Yes.
So we have to big up all of the Montegonian musicians and Ruption and Benji and Jem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Yeah, man.
Yes.
Birch
yes.
And How the West Was Won. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Grammy, correct me if I'm wrong, but Third World has not won the Grammy.
No, we've had the nominations, but we've never won.
Yeah.
And it's one of these topics that personally I don't even like to get into still. Because we had an album called Serious Business.
Right.
And that album should have won that year with Reggae Ambassador, Forbidden Love.
Right.
You know, so it's like down in Jamaica.
Yes, yes.
One Friday afternoon. Yeah. The album they should have won that year.
But
you know, to be honest with you right now, it's not something that we Third World ever took. We never took that to heart in any way, you know?
And I don't think
even
you
to
should.
This day, no, even yeah. to this day, we never really feel right about that still. And at the end of the day, I would advise any Jamaican artist who get nominated for a Grammy Award and don't win or win, don't take that to heart. Just easy with it.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, you have not won, but, I mean, come on, I mean, your albums, they speak for themselves in terms of, you know, the quality they put out. It's just in terms of, I don't know, marketing. I don't know if it has affected you. I don't think so, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes it's not even that still when it comes out to the Grammy business.
Yeah, the Grammy is a basic for a committee thing with some know-it-all people who, quite frankly, there's no criteria to know that what their knowledge of Jamaican reggae music is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's their thing.
Right.
You know, it's their voice. They have never come to Jamaica and said, listen, we need 10 people to pick the best reggae album.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Themselves.
Well, you know, I'm a member of JARIA, the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, Recording Industry Association. And that's one of the things that, boy, you know, we've been pushing. We need some representation from home, from backyard.
No, you know what? We can leave that alone and just do our own thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it becomes credible.
Right.
You know what I mean? To win a Grammy in another man's world is a good thing still, but we can build our own and get accreditation from our own people.
True.
And it still carry high value.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Let's touch on
Pearls of Wisdom from the Daily.
Give me a little bass line, Richard. Give me a little bass line. Yeah. Give me a little voice.
Pearls
Give
of Wisdom from the Tiger.
I need a drum roll for your bass line. Give me a drum roll.
Ruption. Give him a drum roll, man. Like a Gregor. Let's go to some music.
Thank you.
Symphony Rastafari. Gentlemen, in my estimation, Third World has accomplished almost everything in reggae music. Is there any goal that you have set out that you still want to attain or accomplish?
All right, there's a book coming out. It's finished written. It had, it was about a ghostwriter, writer by the name of Dave Tallington.
Okay.
Who just interviewed over 1,000 people who has had any Third World experience over the years.
Right.
Worked with us, performed with us, whatever it is. And he has put it in several hundred pages, and he's now downsizing it because it's too much reading. But, you know, this is one of the things we're looking forward to in 2015, you know, our book.
Right.
You know, and followed by an album which we're currently working on now, which it poised to be one of the best albums we have done in a long time, and it's been produced by Third World and Damon Marley, and some incredible tracks has stepped out of it so far, you know. And the exciting thing about doing an album, you just don't know where it's going to end up, but once it's feeling good from the initial stages, yeah, the get-go, as you call it, you know, we're totally excited. Okay. Because if we begin to talk about talent again, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Damon Marley is packed with it.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
And he's, to use his own words, that this is something like a milestone in his life to produce an album for Third World, with Third World. He's just about as excited about the project as we are.
Okay.
And in 2014, you know, somewhere around there, this album should be on the shelves.
2015?
Yes.
Right. Where is the album being recorded?
At Damien's house in Florida.
Okay.
And some of it is being done in Chalkback Studios, run by
Steve.
Other Steve, the one that locks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And that will be out in 2015.
Yes.
When will the book be out? Make sure I get my copy before everybody else to know. When will the book be out?
I surmise it to be just before the summer. Conservatively guess that.
Okay. And you'll definitely have a book launch in Jamaica.
Absolutely.
If it's even just for have you for a cup of tea.
Come on, just invite me up at the restaurant and come and just, you know?
Yeah,
that would be good. You know? Well, you guys have gone and you performed all over the world. I won't even ask you where you have been. What I want to ask you, is there a country that you have not been or not performed that you love to, you know, perform?
Well, for me personally, I would say China, you know. I'd like to do
that.
You
don't touch China yet?
I'd like to do that in my lifetime still. I mean, it's such an important country based geographically on its presence on this planet here that we're on here.
Yeah.
And the dynamic of having so many people in one country. You know, I'd like to do that. We've been very successful in on the Asian thing because we're very successful in Japan between 1981 and 1990. We were extremely successful in Japan. And Your Love is really the song. It took us. Your Love was number 2 on the Japanese charts. The only song that stopped us from going to number 1 was Rosanna by Toto. That was the tune that we just couldn't beat Rosanna. But believe you me, we really, really had some great success there. We had some wonderful times there over the years.
Yes.
And Japanese people have treated us with love and respect. Right. And we love them very much too.
Okay.
We've been all over that country. Nagoya, Sendai, Sapporo,
Fukuoka.
You know, Tokyo, Fukuoka, we've been all over the place, you know, and it's a joy to know that, you know, there were times when we were growing up and stuff, and, you know, I used to listen, Richie and myself have the same experience that we both played in bands that backed up artists like Toots, Alton Ellis,
right?
You know, Hopeton Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, we were just like, when I was playing Inner Circle, we were just, for the most part, we were just backing up artists, mm-hmm. or we were playing in hotels, or we were playing for dances and so on, you know?
Right.
And we had an ambition, you know?
Yeah.
We had an integrity and an ambition that was based on the fact that we believed that mm-hmm. we could take it somewhere higher.
Yeah.
And achieving that, I think, is one of the biggest and most powerful things for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us as musicians and as Jamaicans as well.
Right.
Being that we were one of the early pioneers to really carry the flag out there and to really, you know, I mean, there's Desmond Dekker, there's Millie Small, mm-hmm. there's Bob and Marcia, you know, who went to the top of the British charts early before I even, you know.
Leave school.
Yeah, before my navel string really cut.
Yeah.
But based on, you know, and even those people right now, those who are still with us,
right.
we have such a great relationship with them, you know. I have such a great relationship with Baba Andy. I mean, he's just like, he and myself, it's just like an older brother or an uncle or right. something. Ma says the exact same thing. If she see Richie now, Richie! You know,
boy Richie,
yeah,
long time in a see you know.
Yeah, she's a wonderful
man. What we'll have to get together and do something, you know.
Yeah, what a human being, man. What an incredible human being.
She has given 50 glorious years of music to Jamaica.
Yeah, yes, man. I mean, she's just a wonderful human being, mm-hmm. and you know, and all of them too. You know, Mama Rita, Sister Judy. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Right. I mean, Tessan. Look at Tessan. She, what a sweetheart she is. You know.
Yeah. I have three questions for you. Well, the first one is, and I told Rich already. Not a really a question. It's a comment. As a child, I grew up at Holiday Inn, and I used to live there. And my cousin always said, "Boy, Steve, take picture of third world man, them going to get famous, you know." At them, you guys used to perform by the poolside on a Sunday, weekend, on a Sunday.
Yeah.
We used to watch you, and boy, those memories stick in my mind. The first question is, though, have you performed in India?
No, you when Kat said China.
That's another country, too, yeah.
Yeah, because
Kat said China is his preference. I was going to tell you India.
Yeah, because I was saying, what is the difference between India and, I mean, the population? A little more than China still, but... Why not?
Yeah, and I made a huge mistake there because I'm a massive cricket fan. I know it's India.
Yes.
Will be more my deal with the cricket. China, only in Hong Kong to play cricket.
Well,
but India, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. For real.
The next question is, who inspired you to play guitar? And Richie, who inspired you to play guitar, bass?
Well, I wouldn't say it's one person.
One person.
They inspired me to play guitar because from very early I was playing music. I was playing the cello,
right?
You know, and that's how I really cut my thing, you know, with the cello. I started out at the piano still, but, you know, at some point my mother used to tell me that I told her I wanted to play the cello when I was very young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so based on that, I would say that, you know.
Is a chick V carry that you have?
Eh? Yeah, I see some chick
I'm V up,
around the house, TV. Come on, Johnny, Steve.
Oh,
some chick rides around the place.
Yeah, well, we're going to deal with that.
Yeah, but to be honest with you right now, I don't think them can come mash up. You know? This conversation is so good.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, let's
I must tell you that playing the guitar too, that Richie himself right now was one of the people who, you know, when I just say electric guitar for the first time, I think, was at a friend of mine's house named Paul Drisdale. He passed away, you know. And sitting there was Wayne Arman, another virgin of mine who was an inspiration to me, too.
Great, great inspiration.
Wonderful virgin, too.
Okay.
And Richie happened to be passing through that day, too, because Hell's Angels was the band at that time.
Okay.
Yeah. And Richie took up the guitar and showed me a tune and pop it on a string. Dun, 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 you know? I never forget that. It was a moment for me and Richie where I bonded with him in a way. So when the night in Vale Royal, when Prilly come and says, see, I find the bass man for the group here, and Richie walking, believe you me, it was a big, huge laughter and smile because I knew that Prilly was right on when he said that. You know, I want to bring up Prilly Hamilton to you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
man. I want to bring up Prilly Hamilton, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a tremendous, tremendous human being. Born on the same day as me, to April 6th. Me, oh, him, and see? Benji and Tommy Cohen.
Same
we
day.
Share the same birthday, the four of us.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Garnet was in the first. I think Garnet was the first.
Yeah, yeah, man. He's an April man, too.
Yeah, man. All right, let's touch on some music and.
Richard didn't answer how he got inspired.
Yeah, man, inspired by a lot of musicians in Jamaica. Like, a band used to wear a song, My House. I was not a member of the band, but when I was going to school and just see the various people passing through and playing, I said, I have to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, so log on.
All right. Let's touch on some music and we'll get right back to you. Yes, gentlemen, you know.
Kid Asai, man. Big up Kid Asai. Enough love and respect to Kid Asai.
What a voice, man.
Yeah, man. Just saw you rise again, man. Wicked.
What a voice. No, we know you guys have an early morning tomorrow, so we won't, you know, keep you that late. But you've performed all over the world, and I just wanted to ask you, just pick three, I know it's kind of hard, but three of the great venues or performances that really stand out for whatever reason in your mind?
Well, I would say that for me personally, I'm going to pick Giant Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey, New York, for the Amnesty International show. I'm going to pick that one as one of them.
Okay.
I'm also going to pick Poland, 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, we played to 800,000 people. I picked the one that
I can't even figure them numbers there.
Yeah.
800,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know,
that's
and
like the festival in Scotland. That's on like Glasgow.
Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bigger than Glastonbury, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Because we have done Glastonbury as well.
Right.
But unfortunately, when we did it, it rained. It was. Piss-pattered raining, and you know, but I think also that you know, for me personally, I think that like there's some other stuff that you do as a musician in your life, stuff like the Jay Leno show, the David Susskind show,
right?
Dan Krishna's rock concert,
okay,
was one to me too, which was an achievement in my life because. Okay. I used to watch all the great artists come on Don Krishna's rock concert. And when I realized I was there, mm-hmm. very similar to Soul Train in a way.
Right.
But Don Krishna was live. He had to play live. Soul Train, you were miming.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be, you know, that the kind of thing that for okay. me anyway, you know.
Richie.
Yes. I think the first one that I pick is Stevie Wonder came to the Sunsplash.
Okay.
To pay tribute to Bob Marley.
Right.
And they told us that we were going to be performing with him.
Wow.
And we had to go learn Master Blaster. In those days, there was no iPod or no
right.
kind of thing that, and you had to learn that song. And it's,
so you just play the record over and over and over again.
Where is the record?
No, we're the same.
You know, you understand? All right. This generation has the advantage of where you Google a thing or you download it on
YouTube,
in 5 minutes.
Yes.
We learn it the same day we play.
You had to go do it and get it ready, and mm-hmm. you know, and that was good. Followed by, subsequently by the following weekend, just about him asked us to come out to California, and he was at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
and he had placed us as one of the earlier bands to perform.
Okay.
And I could safely say it was a humongous crowd, nevertheless, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we had the likes of people like Michael Jackson and
Quincy Jones
and numerous famous American R&B and pop icons.
Okay.
And we got an up close chance to speak to them, see them, and you know, see how the clock works.
And Michael was in his prime them time there.
Oh, Lord.
On fire.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then the next one come back to Jamaica, where we we're one of the opening bands for Bob Marley and the Wailers.
I was going to see which one I was going to.
Yeah, no, I want to get to that.
Yes.
You know? And for you to go to such a concert then and to get a first class seat, you had to pay the enormous sum of $15 to get such a ticket. Don't laugh, it was $15. That was big bread in those days.
Serious money, man.
And I remember sitting in the front row there watching the Wailers perform on the Jackson 5, and next to me was Michael Jackson's mother.
Right.
And his sister, Janet, at the time, who was sitting on a chair. Her foot couldn't even reach the ground when she sat on the chair.
Wow.
So it's that tiny.
Okay.
But it goes back to that time.
Okay. Robshan, you're not going to escape, you know. Rope in, man. Rope in, man.
The good year, you know, the chicken.
Let me come from.
What are your three? I hear you said gone down to Mobi now, still in us. You don't have to worry about Kingston. And
when they migrate?
Yes, man. Them get visa.
And gone by the beach, tourism thing.
Yes, so Robshan.
Yes, sir.
Give me three of your performances, you know, of Third World that really stand out for you.
In Third World or General?
Man said Third World.
Third World.
Okay.
Third World. We're not talking about Second World or First World. Third World.
Well, you know. Well, as Kat said, what the biggest show we did is the same one in Poland. That was, you know, overwhelming. Going to Africa, Ethiopia was a big one, and which had a great one, I could say. Well, them all great, you know, it's just which one stand out is
okay.
Those are the two major ones with Third World,
okay,
for me.
Like him dying for going to archives.
Well, I won't keep
you. Have to excuse him because you play Jimmy Cliff and they were in the
Brazil. I know.
Woodstock. 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 Woodstock was a big deal, you know. Rock in Rio.
Yes, I mean.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to be performing on Rebel Salute come 2015 along with Inner Circle and several other acts. And boy, when I saw that lineup, I said, no, man, I don't even want to be in front of the stage. I want to be right on the stage when you guys performing. Yeah? What can we look forward to at Rebel Salute? And before you answer that question, do you get a chance to really flex your muscle, your musical vibes overseas, or you're normally under time constraint? And
no, there are times you get to blow out.
Nice.
Yeah, you know,
nice.
Sometimes, you know, it's a question the audience asking us to come back, play
right.
more, and, you
right.
know, I would love to leave them with a cliffhanger, like, nice. Yeah, wanting more, you know, just never okay. saturate them to the point of, all right, you know.
Okay.
One of those things. But to get back to the Rebel Salute now, we're planning something unique.
Okay.
You know, yes, we're trying to set up our own little area within the audience region oh. to the back and set up our own little Third World Cafe, which we'll be sharing alongside Inner Circle.
Okay.
And anyone who want to come meet Third World will be back here, back in that area.
Okay.
All afternoon, hanging out.
Okay.
You know, so
throughout the day.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Nice,
and afternoon,
nice,
so,
nice,
you know.
Nice.
We have merchandise, t-shirts, and we're going to sell our own brand of juices, natural juices, because you know it's a non-alcoholic
vibes, right,
thing.
Right?
So, you know, but we want anybody from all over the world who might just come join us and feel free to come visit us. And,
okay.
you know, we have memorabilia, we have things to show and share what we have done
videos,
over the years,
right.
videos.
Video
and,
clips
yeah.
over the years. And please make sure you have the Poland, you know, something from the Poland show, because
yeah.
I would love. Have that in America.
Yeah, and I'm going to have something from Third World on the Shirley Bassey special.
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
man.
Nice.
Yeah. That wicked.
So the
approach
is different.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not just coming in like, say, you know, normally we go there 20 or half an hour minutes before.
The,
and then 10 minutes
okay.
after we're gone, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what night you performing? On Saturday night or on
Friday night? But we'll be there both nights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be there so
yeah,
the night and the day and
yeah, we'll be hosting. We'll be on spot.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I know you have an early morning tomorrow. I'm definitely going to try and make it. I want to say thank you for, you know, passing through Real Rock and Best FM. It's always a pleasure. I have enough more questions for you, but
next
you know,
time.
Next time. You know, we do understand the circumstances.
Thank you, Mr. James. Thank you for having Third World.
Yeah, man, we really appreciate it, Steve.
I know you come from a good bloodline. You know your father.
Yes.
Yeah. And sorry about last time, but you know, I really was out of sorts. But
understood.
It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, Best FM is not a stranger to the core family.
Definitely.
Let me put it that way.
Yes.
Ivan was on
right,
was on the station too. So big up to all of the, you know, all of the people who make Best FM happen.
Yeah, the crew that is here streaming the video, big up. We notice how the man of my work hard, focused, professional.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're very cool. And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know?
And you know, next week, Friday, we should have Ibo in studios.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, man. So
great.
If you're here, you know, tune in.
Yeah. See, if, you know, just make a telephone call and we'll do a phone now.
Okay.
With Ibo, yeah.
All right then. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. All right.
God bless you. Thank you so much, sir.
All right then. Yeah.
Such a sweet
paradise.